Hey everyone, Sinful Stella here. I got a little time to, just chill, not do anything. And I figured I would answer the music questions that Turk put up so long ago. I know it's been a long time since she posted them, but better late than never, huh? I love music, so obviously if I get to ramble on about music for a while, it's heaven. So I'm gonna answer these. Alright, let's see. One, top five favorite bands or singers, favorite songs, favorite albums. Ooh, God, there's so many. Okay, first off, I gotta say the Black Keys. I love the Black Keys. I don't know if I have a favorite album of theirs. All their stuff is just fucking amazing. And I love that kind of sexy, dirty rock. So, and actually, favorite songs. I never actually heard them until that movie Black Snake Moan came out, and the song When the Lights Go Out is in the opening scene, and I heard it and thought, I need to know who this is, and that kind of just, I've been a fan since then. So for favorite songs, it's either going to be When the Lights Go Out, or Howlin' for You. Yeah. Both equally sexy and just good music. But I don't think I could actually choose between those two, so then I gotta go the White Stripes. Oh, fucking epic. I am so sad that they are no longer together, but Jack White is still out there recording, so, and I love them so much. I have all of their albums. I think my favorite, I'm gonna go with the obvious one, which is White Blood Cells, because it was the first album by them that I've ever heard. However, my favorite song by them is not on that one, it's on one of the previous ones. I don't remember, which album off the top of my head, but it's a song that they did called Death Letter, and it's old bluesy, and it has that stripped down rock sound that they're so good at. I love them. Three, I gotta go with the Dave Matthews Band. I have been a fan of them since I was a teenager. Since they started, I'm always going to be a fan of them. I love Under the Table and Dreaming. It was not the first album by them that I heard, but it was from beginning to end. You could put it in, Crash, though. I mean, you put that album in and from beginning to end, it's good. So, they're so hard to choose. They're a band who, it's really hard to choose a favorite album by them. No, actually, it's not. They did a live album. It was a concert that they recorded, and it was on PBS many years ago, called Listener Supported. And that live album is amazing, and it ends with All Along the Watchtower, which they've been doing live since they started. But this particular version was just, it gives you chills when you hear it. When he screams that last part, when Dave Matthews screams that last part, it's just, wow. It blows me away every time. I love that. Favorite song by them is Trivium Billy's, because, I have no idea why that's my favorite song. I love it. Every time I hear it, it just makes me smile, and that's the song lyrics, the Eat, Drink, and Be Merry for Tomorrow We Die, that I have tattooed on my arm. And that's why, because it's my favorite. So, yeah. Okay. Beyond that, oh God. God, there's so many. Oh God. Okay, I am a huge Beck fan. I love Beck. And his album Oddly, and like the song Loser. How do you go, you know, wrong with anything Beck? I have yet to hear anything that he's ever released that I love. So, yeah. I gotta go with Beck. Let's see, that's four. So the fifth one, you know what? I can't really, this is where it gets tricky, because there seriously is so many good musicians out there, and like in my head I'm bouncing around the favorites of who I would choose. Like, what would I go with? I only have to pick five. I'd probably have to go with Explosions in the Sky. Their music is just beautiful, and it's simplistic at times, which is one of the reasons that it's so beautiful. And they have a song that is, oh God, what is it called? I think it's, so many of them are good. So I probably, off the top of my head, I would have to go with First Breath After a Coma, which is off of the album The World Is Not a Cold Dead Place, I think is what it's called. I believe that's the name of the album. I always get confused with some of the others. And it's just beautiful. If you've ever seen the show, if anybody's ever seen the show, Friday Night Lights, they use a lot of their music on there, and it's haunting, amazing. And I've currently rambled on over 7 minutes on just the five bands alone. Okay, so moving. First concert you remember seeing, TV or in person? I think the first concert I saw, and I don't remember where I saw it, I think it was TV, but I'm not positive. It may have been like PBS. Back in like late 80s, they would show late night like concerts, and it was the Talking Heads, and I think it was called Stop Making Sense, and it was this movie, they released it in theaters, and it was directed by Jonathan Demme, who is amazing. He was Silence of the Lambs, obviously, fantastic director, and I loved it. I love the Talking Heads. I've been a fan of them since I was a baby. Like, my parents listened to it when I was growing up, so I know every Talking Heads song. My dad has a custom ringtone for when I call him that's Psycho Killer. So, yeah, obviously, we're Talking Heads fans. But I remember that concert was just so much fun to watch, because David... David Byrne. Oh my God, I cannot believe I forgot his name for a moment. David Byrne is not just a musician, but he's a performance artist. And some of the things that they did in that concert, like the big suit that he wore, that was just, he was so much fun to watch. The whole concert was so much fun. So yeah, I think that's the earliest one that's the earliest one I can remember. So yeah. A song or a band that you used to love when you were younger. Oh my God. They're not really a band, because I don't consider boy bands a band, but New Kids on the Block. I was a preteen in the 90s. I fell into the New Kids on the Block thing. That's the only one that I used to love. And I used to love them. I don't anymore. If you can tattoo a line from a song somewhere on your body, which lyrics would it be and where would you put it? I already have it. As I stated before, eat, drink, and be merry, for tomorrow we die, on the inside of my lower arm. There we go. Already done. Ha! I don't really know what other ones I would get besides that, so yeah. If there's a musical instrument you want to take up learning, Which one would it be? Oh my gosh. I would really like to learn. There's a few, but I think I would really like to learn the piano. It would either be the piano or the violin. They're two of my favorite instruments to listen to in music, so it would be one of those. And I still kind of think about going ahead and picking up the violin just for myself eventually. So, yeah, who knows? Maybe someday. You're never too old to start something. So, okay. A song that everyone hates, but I love. A song that everyone loves, but I hate. Okay. First off, song that everyone loves, but I hate. Oh my gosh. See, I don't really know that one. I don't have a specific song. It's more of an artist. And it would be Josh Groban. Groban? Whatever the fuck his name is. It's not that I don't like him. I've seen him on some TV shows where he's really funny. But his voice when he sings makes me physically ill. And I didn't figure that out for years. And during the holidays, they play his music during Christmas. He's on radios everywhere, every place that you shop, he's playing. So it's frustrating because I'll be walking through a store, not really, I don't hear the music, but suddenly start to get nauseated, and it's, why am I nauseated? Oh wait, he's playing on the radio. That's why. I don't know what it is. I think it's something with the pitch of his voice. It makes me ill. So there's not a particular song, it's just everything he does, and he's very popular, so that would be it. A song that everyone hates that I love? Blurred Lines by Robin Thicke. Okay, I'm gonna fucking say it. I love that song. I don't understand what everybody gets up in arms about, like, why people don't like it. I like it. It's a stupid song, but you know what? Stupid songs can be fun. So, yeah, I enjoy it. I have it. But apparently there's a lot of hate out there for that song, so whatever. a song that makes you cry without fail. Probably Jeff Buckley's Hallelujah. That's the one that gets close to make me cry. I don't know if I've actually ever cried at a song, but that one just, that brings up whatever emotion that would cause tears. And it's a beautiful song. So yeah, definitely that one. If you starred in any musical of your choice, which character would you want to portray? That's a hard one. I'm not very good with characters in musicals because I don't really, I'm not big into musicals, so, but, you know, I enjoy, like, Book of Mormon and Avenue Q, but I don't know the characters' names, so I would probably have to go with Rent. And as silly as it sounds, I think if I could pick any character, it would be not one of the women characters, actually. I would love to be, I don't know their names. Ugh, God, I can't remember the names. But I was gonna say the gay guy, but so many of them are. So, the cross-dresser. I love her. Or him. I love that character. So, it would definitely have to be that one, because one of my favorite songs, takes place on the subway between the two of them as they're falling in love, and it's a really great song. So that would probably be the character. So yeah. Okay. If you were to record and release an album, what would be its title? Put cool title here. Just because I can't think of anything. So that would just be it. It would be something stupid like that. Yeah. Is there someone It can be a famous musician or even a Redditor musician you want to collaborate with in the future. Oh God. I don't know. I get nervous singing. I love to sing, but I get nervous singing when I have to, or when I'm recording it. So I probably wouldn't collaborate with anybody. But if I had to choose someone, Trent Reznor. Yeah, definitely Trent Reznor, Nine Inch Nails. He's an amazing musician and producer. So, yeah, it would be him. Yeah. I love Nine Inch Nails. I love Trent Reznor. So, yeah, definitely him. Okay, so I have rambled on for over 16 minutes. And this was fun. I love these questions. Bring on more music questions, please, please, because I love talking about music. Okay, so I hope you all enjoyed. Okay, bye.